Siete in compagnia di SBS Italian. Trovate altre storie su sbs.com.au/italian o scaricate la SBS Radio app.
Il sito di SBS è tutto nuovo. Se volete trovare le trascrizioni di questo e di tutti gli altri episodi, andate su www.sbs.com.au/slowitalian. sbs.com.au/slowitalian. Slow Italian, Fast Learning.
Dai coralli di profondità alle spugne di vetro, dagli anfipodi alle aragoste tozze, nuove forme di vita sono state scoperte nelle profondità marine. Gli scienziati affermano che queste scoperte, effettuate nel corso di una recente spedizione dell'Istituto Schmidt Ocean, potrebbero contribuire al progresso scientifico. Erin Easton, assistente professoressa presso l'Università del Texas Rio Grande Valley, è stata una delle persone coinvolte nella spedizione.
Our expectations and goals for this cruise were to collect representative fauna from the Nazca Ridge, the Salazar Gomez Ridge, and the Juan Fernandez Ridge. And we want to look to see if we can identify how those benthic or seafloor communities of animals change with depth and among the different seamounts. And we were looking to see if there were any, if each community of the seamount was distinct or if they were similar so that we can inform conservation and management decisions.
Le dorsali di Salazar Gomez e quelle di Nazca sono catene montuose sottomarine che si estendono per 2.900 chilometri nell'Oceano Pacifico sudorientale. Scendendo nelle profondità oceaniche, gli scienziati hanno utilizzato un robot subacqueo per esplorare le montagne sottomarine lungo le due dorsali. Si spera che questi dati possano supportare la designazione di un'area marina protetta internazionale in alto mare. Ancora la professoressa Easton.
We were able to observe over 150 species that have not been reported for the region, and we believe potentially 100 or more of those are new species to science. We observed these large urchins called cactus urchins. They can be quite tall, half a meter or so tall, and we saw them in large clusters. We observed forests of corals, so we saw a forest of bamboo corals that were probably thousands of years old. We also saw many other species of corals that were probably on the order of thousands of years old.
Gli scienziati hanno anche mappato 52.777 chilometri quadrati di fondale marino. Jyotika Birmani è la direttrice esecutiva dello Schmidt Ocean Institute. Secondo lei, una delle montagne sottomarine è alta 3,5 chilometri.
There's a lot of areas of the world that have never been seen and never been mapped. So in addition to the new species, they discovered four new seamounts as well, which are basically underwater mountains, one of which is, you know, three and a half kilometers tall. So they're not little features, they're quite big features. And this part of the world is important because of its biodiversity and also because it's a very interesting geological region. It's the meeting of a number of plates, tectonic plates.
La professoressa Easton afferma che gli scienziati partiranno per una seconda spedizione il 24 febbraio lungo la cresta di Salats y Gomez.
We've expanded our knowledge of the biodiversity of the ocean substantially. We believe through our observations, we've increased the number of known species for this region by roughly 34%, possibly more. And that's all biodiversity that we had no clue existed. With the over 100 potential new species, those are species new to science. And with more changes occurring across the world, more and more marine communities are at risk before we ever know what's there and their importance. So it's really important that we understand which fauna, which organisms live where, and what are the parameters that are suitable for their persistence so that we can maintain healthy and sustainable oceans.
Volete ascoltare altre storie come questa? Potete trovarle su Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify o ovunque scarichiate i vostri podcast.